This is the New England Patriots News Feed on CLNS Radio. Today is Friday, December 16th, 2016. I'm Michael Longy reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. Following the Patriots' signing of wide receiver Michael Floyd on Thursday afternoon, Bill Belichick confirmed on Friday morning that Floyd will indeed travel with the team to Denver for Sunday's game against the Broncos, but he would not confirm whether Floyd would play on Sunday or not. When asked if Floyd would be activated for Sunday's game, Belichick responded simply, quote, "We'll see," end quote. Belichick also addressed the fact that Floyd got a DUI on Monday in Glendale, Arizona after falling asleep in his car with his foot on the brake at a stoplight. Belichick said, quote, "We're aware of the situation that came up earlier in the week. We'll let that legal situation play itself out. We'll just see how it goes. It's a player we haven't had before. Look forward to working with him, and we'll just see how it goes," end quote. There were plenty of others who gave their thoughts on the Floyd signing on Friday. Former Patriots offensive coordinator Charlie Weiss, who recruited and coached Floyd at the University of Notre Dame, joined WEI's Kirk and Callahan morning show and said on Friday that Floyd already knows much of the Patriots offense because he ran it at Notre Dame, saying, quote, "How many places can you go where you're going to know 75% of the verbiage walking through the door? The verbiage is the same verbiage with Josh's tweaks and what's matriculated over the past decade. The verbiage is still the same. It's just a 25% spinoff in every system. You've got a guy who comes in here who doesn't have to learn the system all over again. Mentally, you've got a big advantage over other guys because you already know what to do," end quote. Patriots cornerback Logan Ryan worked out with Floyd over the summer and shared his thoughts on the receiver, saying, quote, "I'm familiar with him. He's a good guy. I'm happy he's here, and I'm sure he's hungry for a second chance. I know he was excited about this year. He put a lot of work in, so I'm excited that he gets the chance to do something with it, and maybe when he gets here to play in some big games. I'm sure there'll be some type of adjustment. This is a tough place to just transition to. I know a lot of guys who aren't used to how we do things here. But he's a good football player. He's a good guy in the sense that I train with this guy in the months out of the year that we're not even in season, where a lot of guys might just be relaxing. We're in Arizona trying to get the best out of each other and going hard every day. I know he's willing to do that, willing to put it into the work, and I think that goes a long way," end quote. According to a report from Bleacher Report's Mike Freeman, the Los Angeles Rams are focused in on Josh McDaniels as the lead candidate for the team's open head coaching position. Freeman did cite a source saying that McDaniels, quote, "is in no hurry to be a head coach again," end quote. But he also noted that, quote, "the Rams are focused on him because he's more realistic and he's a big enough name to sell in L.A., end quote. That's it for today's Patriots News Feed. To get even more of a speed on the four-time Super Bowl champs, follow CLNSRadio.com on Twitter, at CLNSRadio, and on Facebook at Facebook.com/CLNSFans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots post-game show and the Patriots Beat podcast feed, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Michael Longy for Patriots News Feed.